Blackstone Audio presents You Only Live Twice by Ian Fleming. This book bears a dedication to Richard Hughes and to Rao Saito, but for whom, etc. You only live twice, once when you are born, and once when you look death in the face. After Basho, Japanese poet, 1643-94. Part 1. It is better to travel hopefully. Chapter 1. Scissors cut paper. The geisha called Trembling Leaf, on her knees beside James Bond, leant forward from the waist and kissed him chastely on the right cheek.
"That's a cheat," said Bond severely. "You agreed that if I won, it would be a real kiss on the mouth, at the very least," he added.
Grey Pearl, the madame, who had black lacquered teeth, a bizarre affectation, and was so thickly made up that she looked like a character out of a no-play, translated. There was much giggling and cries of encouragement. Trembling Leaf covered her face with her pretty hands, as if she were being required to perform some ultimate obscenity. But then the fingers divided, and the pert brown eyes examined Bond's mouth, as if taking aim, and her body lanced forward. This time the kiss was full on the lips, and it lingered fractionally. In invitation? In promise? Bond remembered that he had been promised a pillow geisha. Technically, this would be a geisha of low caste. She would not be proficient in the traditional arts of her calling. She would not be able to tell humorous stories, sing, paint, or compose verses about her patron. But, unlike her cultured sisters, she might agree to perform more robust services. Discreetly, of course, in conditions of the utmost privacy and at a high price.